Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Market analysis time now. Friday on AgriTalk, Jeff Peterson of Heartland Farm Partners.
You know, as you look at just from the fundamental side, we know as we dig into the stocks to use ratios and stuff, we're undervalued. We know that that's on the U.S. basis and also on the world basis. We know we've got some pretty tight stocks overall, but we're fine. And I think that's the key to it, is that there's enough stocks out there in enough places, and we've got a big crop. And I think that's the thing that probably I underestimate a little bit. You get this big crop coming from South America, so there's going to be bushels here that are available out there, and we're going to be competing with those bushels for quite a while. And then you come back to the weather situation, and the weather, yes, there's warm conditions, and yes, there's overnight warm temperatures above 70, some even above 75. So have we taken a little bit off the yield? Well, we sure have, but none of us know exactly where we're starting from. And so I think as a result of that, you got to go back and say, all right, it's about the money flow, and it's ultimately about the fund positions, and they've continued to want to be a seller of this market. Now, what we're going to have to watch, though, on the corn side, it was about this time last year when they came in and they started quietly buying back. So we're going to have to watch those open interest numbers really close to see if that's the type of thing they're going to do again this year. I think the timing's going to be a little different, but they eventually will, we know. And what worked out perfect for them last year is they were able to start buying back, and they actually bought back about 100,000 contracts. And believe it or not, the market just continued to drift lower. And the reason for that is because the farmer was so undersold on that old crop that the farmer was selling it and they were able to buy it. And now, granted, they didn't get out of all their position, but they were able to get out a portion of it before the market started working up higher on them. And if you go back and look at it, I'd say we go all the way back to walk it all the way back to those highs we were putting in February. Ever since then, I mean, they've really been, for the most part, selling this market off. And that's what really, I think, surprised a lot of people. That ultimately we just continue to see any little bounce, they'll sell it. Any little bounce, they sell it. And so, yeah, they've been playing a big role. But they'll also at some point in here, bottom, I think it'll be later than what we saw last year, because we, you know, by last year, we're already seeing some of the bottoming. But, you know, we definitely are wanting to watch that position very closely, because once they do turn, if there could be some type of spark, you know, could that be ultimately we reach that point on the yield side, and now we're hearing, as you get the scouts out in the field, as we hear, you know, your guys' results later in August, as you start hearing some of that, or some trade, maybe we get something with China that comes together that helps, you know, get them buying. So that's what we're looking for.
Total Farm Marketing's Naomi Bloom on Market to Market over the weekend on PBS.
74% of our nation's crop, though, is rated good to excellent. And in historical years, when we see a good to excellent category that strong, it really does indicate trendline yield or potentially higher. So if the yield comes out at trendline, that would be 181. And that would be actually a supportive story, because corn demand is so strong that carryout for new crop would be 1.6 billion bushels. But right now the market is thinking that the yield is probably more like 183 or 184. And if it gets to that point, then we've got corn carryout that goes closer to 2 billion bushels. So we are hearing whispers of corn rust. And so that's like a fungus that the market might need to be aware of, because that can zap yield. And of course, there's other pollination issues with some of the hybrids that were out there. And so we're waiting a few more weeks to know if there's a bigger issue with some of that pollination or not. So when we get into those crop tours in a few weeks, I think we'll have a better idea. But also globally, I think a lot of end users are waiting to see where that yield ends up, because if it is a number like 184 or 185, then they're going to be able to buy corn so much cheaper, you know, with a $3 handle. And if $4 support breaks on the December contract, the downside points to 375. But if we do get some indications that the yield is closer to 181, then I think we'll see a harvest low sooner than later coming in August. So waiting on better yield is where we're at. Now, something to keep in mind is that the USDA WASDE report in August is the first report where they start to adjust yield. So I'm concerned that with the good to excellent category being so good, that we might see the market increase yield, the USDA increase yield, and that might weigh on prices. So that's just something to be aware of, and that's August 12th.
Just a little over 2 weeks away. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for a fine week ahead weather forecast.